I held it truth with him who sings to one clear harp in divers tones, that men may rise on stepping stones of their dead selves to higher things. Alfred Lord Tennyson, In Memoriam, A.H.H.
Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Infernal Devices, Book 3, Clockwork Princess by Cassandra Clare. Read by Daniel Sharman.
Prologue. York, 1847.
I'm afraid, said the little girl, sitting on the bed. Grandfather, can you stay with me?
Aloysius Starkweather made an impatient noise in the back of his throat as he drew a chair closer to the bedside and seated himself. The impatient noise was only part in earnest. It pleased him that his granddaughter was so trusting of him that often he was the only one who could calm her. His gruff demeanour had never bothered her, despite her delicate nature.
There's nothing to be afraid of, Adele, he said. You'll see.
She looked at him with large eyes. Normally, the ceremony of the first runing would have been held in one of the grander spaces of the York Institute, but because of Adele's fragile nerves and health, it had been agreed that it could occur in the safety of her bedroom. She was sitting at the edge of her bed, her back very straight. Her ceremonial dress was red, with a red ribbon holding back her...